It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You're right.
Who the fuck's here now?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I know he's not Carl Anka.
Yeah. Carl Anka, don't look like that.
No, I don't, does that. Hiya.
You all right?
I'm Jay. This is Steve.
Hi.
Who the fuck are you?
I'm Danny.
Work experience?
Let's find out. Danny, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I answered a random tweet the other day from someone who doesn't follow me, and then I just thought I'd put, he's like, oh.
Is it Alex Bagley?
Come here.
Do you know what? Our screening process for this video is just getting more stringent, isn't it? We're just like, people just sending out tweets and people are coming up and we're out of that.
Yeah, I like it when it's just me and you now.
Yeah. I give Danny a chance. I like Danny.
Why?
Well, Danny, where are you from?
Chester.
I
did like Danny.
CH4.
And it's not your fault. Whenever I think of Chester, I always think of Michael Owen.
Yeah.
And I haven't got, or Hollyoaks.
And isn't there a law in Chester about shooting Welshmen?
No, it's murder.
Oh, is it?
No, it was that.
What
apparently,
was
the myth is that
shoot
you, can,
with a bow and arrow.
You can shoot a Welshman with a bow and arrow within the walls after 11 o'clock. Or
really?
Something like that. Yeah.
We got a bow and arrow there, you know.
You haven't got walls.
No, didn't we get rid of that?
No.
Did we get rid of your bat?
No, that's upstairs.
Oh, why?
We got a, I say, draw, I just lied to you. We got a bow here. The arrows are at home.
Ah, right. Well, that's fine, isn't it?
Yeah.
If you keep one and not the other, you keep the ammunition separate.
Why was there this myth that you could shoot a Welshman with a bow?
I don't know.
I don't think it was a myth.
There is
you
a
think
thing
you could?
That the town hall clock in Chester's only got three sides and not one that doesn't face Wales because we didn't want to give them the time of day. Apparently,
because is a proper rivalry.
Well, it's like
about
a border
500
town,
years ago. I think, yeah. Yeah.
Is that
there was occasional beef?
Yeah, kicks off now and again. I've heard Wrexham and Chester kicks off.
Yeah, it's not nice.
Is it? Have you been to one of those games?
No, but I've been around the town because it was a bubble match, so you weren't allowed to travel independently to the match. You had to
bullshit,
like,
ain't it?
Blackburn and Burnley used to do that. Have you ever seen those?
That was a bubble and squeak game.
Yeah, and it was like martial law. Like they put them all in
it's
coaches.
It's fucking nonsense,
man. Yeah. And it'd be like the whole of Lancashire Police would be there at that game.
Like, let's say you live in Burnley.
We'll draft
but
them.
You're a Blackburn fan.
Right.
Let's say you had a fiver spare. Right.
Right.
So let's say you live in Burnley, but you're a Blackburn fan.
Yeah.
Right. You'd had to go to Blackburn
to come to Burnley to play.
And then after the game, they would make you go to Blackburn. You're like, I live in Burnley, mate. It's the most draconian mental law ever.
I used to cover that game. I remember interviewing some Blackburn fans once, and they said, do you know what the trouble is with Burnley fans? They're all just dead thick. So, yeah, that's true. They're all dingles. That's what he used to say.
Dingle. Top tier insult.
But it kicks off, man. It's got the highest rate of arrests
really?
Per 100 people.
I thought Cardiff and
Leeds.
No.
Burnley, Blackburn. Was the national, it was the most violent game.
What was it? They was trying to vie for who was the most racist fan base.
I think so. I think they were most like, who's more pro-Brexit?
Who's got the bigger EDL at HQ in there?
Yeah, that was it. It was like, hang on a minute, 94% of us voted Brexit.
We don't have a black mat.
Yeah, exactly.
I think they had a fight and the winner got a 24-hour McDonald's. That's what it was. They haven't got one yet. So that's what they had to fight over.
You've seen all this bollocks in the news as well at the minute about the Storm Eunice.
Yeah, talk to me about this, Steve, because we're in the wrong game, all of us. Because we should be sat here now watching Storms and talking about it, because I was watching one before and it had 200,000 people concurrent views.
We're a massive deal, I don't know if you know this, right? When we get about 2,000 or 3,000 watching us.
Yeah, and we're happy with that.
And someone was commentating on planes landing at an airport, which isn't weird.
Yeah.
And he had 250, that's four Old Trafford stacked on top of each other's worth of people as he was commentating on planes that weren't crashing.
That's why though, innit? I think if we was sat and like what people knew that one of the chair legs was dodgy and at any time we could just fall on the floor.
That's that chair, man.
That's that, yeah.
More people would watch. It's like why people watch ice hockey, innit? Hoping that someone will
ice hockey twat someone. Innit? The way they just stop to fight.
I like how it's part of the rules.
Yeah.
And that they have a designated goon who's just like, get on there and go fuck someone up.
Yeah. And like the referee's like, hang on a minute, wait, they're fighting. Don't get involved. These two are having a scrap.
Yeah, and then you both get sent off.
Yeah.
But you're there for the fight.
And it's not like a soft fight. You know, like it's in football. It's pushing.
Do you know what terrifies me though?
It's proper levering each other, innit?
What if I put my hand on the floor and you stand on it?
Oh, yeah.
Slice it.
Has that happened in ice hockey?
It must have done.
Come on.
There's no way no one's
accidentally... Has anyone lost their fingers in ice hockey?
I reckon that's like second biggest fear when you're a kid and the first is quicksand and it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
But that's the one thing that I remember worrying
about.
I've not
stepped in quicksand, but I have stepped in quick mud.
Have you?
Yeah. I was doing a tab over some hills.
That sounds lovely.
Spread out like fuck, so there was no one felt like a few hundred metres in front or behind me.
Right.
And was bobbing.
Have you got all your kit with you and all your
guns? Yeah, so I'm probably, plus 50 kilogram or something like that.
Right.
And it was only because I had my bag on, Bergen on, that I got out of it. Because otherwise I think I'd have kept going.
Nice.
So I've just stepped on what just looks like just quite clean mud, just like a flat top on it. Just gone straight in past my bollocks and probably had a little bit of a bubble out of the back door as well. Like,
I don't blame you. I'd have been hysterical, to be honest with you.
And every time I moved, I went a bit lower and I thought, fuck off, I'm not dying like this. Not having that.
It's a terrible way to go.
And I just took my Bergen off and then I dragged myself out for it like that. But it was proper sticky as well, where you go, lads, don't stand in that.
As if you've not got enough to deal with in the army. You got that as well.
But yeah, just mud. And you think it's sand, right? But no, just like... Really like...
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Chocolate fudge colour mud.
Quick mud.
Oozy mud.
Quick mud. I didn't know it was like...
Yeah. Yorkshire. Like, and fuck Yorkshire, by the way.
Oh, I tell you what, we're running out of towns here. We better start being nice to... we've insulting everyone. We don't mean
what's
that.
The crappiest town along the M62? Because there is some serious competition.
Oh, I don't know. In Liverpool, wasn't that? That's into that conversation.
All right, you see Liverpool.
Right.
I'm going to raise you Halifax.
Halifax, we went to my mate was DJ in Halifax once, and we took a coach down there, and it all went off. And we
because you had your own teeth?
What about top end, like Ghoul?
Ghoul, see? Now, Ghoul's interesting, because no one's ever been.
Have you been to Ghoul?
I just think if you're calling your city Ghoul, you're already lost, and it's like Grimsby,
20
isn't it?
Years ago, they needed to add an extra G and call themselves Google.
Kieran O'Connor says tested positive this week. That being said, first brew I've been able to get to live in a while. So silver lining and all that up the paddock. I presume he means COVID there. So hope you get well soon. Someone saying Hull. Sean says Hull. Is that on the M62?
I played for
top
Hull.
End.
You are.
I played for Hull.
Did you?
West Hull, greatest amateur team in rugby.
Was it nice history. The area?
I'm gonna be honest. It's a little bit like Beswick, but more of it.
Picturesque.
And like loads of Ronnie Pickering's kicking about.
I went a couple of months ago.
To Hull?
To Hull? How was it?
Comedy.
Yeah. North or South Hull?
Central Hull.
Can't be so Central, it's a fucking river in the middle.
No gang ties. And it's one of those places where I'll describe it as, it was better this time than last time I went.
It's
just they've
got improved.
Some capital of culture money, haven't they? So
what when you go to those gigs?
What does that mean?
Well, they've got money to enrich the area and they didn't spend it on a mechanical spider like Liverpool mean? Did.
But what does that mean?
They've got lights under stuff.
When you go to those gigs, right, in Hull or wherever, do you take the piss out of people from Hull? Can you get away with that?
Not or really. A bit like, I just like to do my stuff and get out, innit? I don't want to be like, got to see them.
Is that not your style anyway?
No.
Right.
Not really. It's shit around here. It depends where I am.
Yeah.
I mean, some places.
There must have been some places where you go.
Oh, if I'm in Runcorn or something, then yeah. Like, or somewhere like that where they know. But some people are dead proud. That's the issue.
Runcorn on the M62?
No.
Just
M56.
Off it, yeah.
So some people like know and they're like, oh yeah, it is shit around here. But some people are like, what do you mean? It's the best place on earth here.
Yeah, people get very protective, don't they, as well? Especially if it's an outsider slagging it off.
Witness is mint. This is the nightmare, right? And this is why rugby league never took off as the global phenomenon that it should have been.
Right, go on.
Because it's played by fuckwits in shit towns. Why? Look who it represents. St Helens, Wigan, Salford, Bradford, Leeds, Castleford, for fuck's sake.
Salford, you can't Hull. Throw Salford only, in without, thank you.
Well, I did.
Right, because you can't say Widnes, Hull.
Right then, Swinton.
Yeah.
Catalans. Where's that? What's that?
That's like a bit of France and Spain, kind of, isn't it?
Is that what it was?
Saracen.
Bit of France and Spain, kind of.
Swinton, anyway, is lovely.
And then Hull, right? Hull. And Hull's got two rugby league teams. And the thing is, it's an amazing sport. It's fucking all the action that you want.
Right.
It's physical.
Do you know what?
But it's just played by shit towns.
I've asked you this about 500 times, but I'll make it 501. And you're going to get upset, but just answer me, please. What is the difference between league and union?
One's played by twats who wear cotton trader.
And the other one's rugby union.
And one's played by scallies along the M62.
Thank you. Finally, we got that cleared up.
People love steroids and smacking the bird about.
Pecky. One, you toss each other off in the showers, but it's all right if the jizz goes backwards.
Ah. Is that true?
That's rugby union.
Yeah.
With more piss drinking.
But on the floor, you have
to... What is this with rugby players and drinking their own piss?
Rugby union players.
Yeah,
I've never done it, that? Never seen it, but I know it's a thing in rugby.
Yeah, it's
union.
A thing of drinking your own piss. I mean, I just thought it was me. Pecky says, I'm from Halifax, knew it was going to get a mention in there. Thanks, Pecky. Pecky takes it well, good humour.
What's the best thing about Halifax? The M62.
Oh, Nim.
Howard.
Nim smashed it. Nim says, Aldershot, Bracknell, Winnersh, Taplow. Someone said, oh, Sansonot says, Bradford has about 5 shops left. Oh, Bradford, is that part of the rugby union, rugby league?
Yeah.
So it's a bit weird, isn't it?
It's literally, collection. They might as well call it M62 ball.
Factory ball.
Yeah. So, I don't want to make this into a rugby league history lesson, but you know why this is?
I know that they split from rugby union because they wanted to pay the players, and all the toffs was like, no, we're doing it for the sake of it being amateur. They only went professional in 1995 because it was just lawyers and fucking toffs. It's a toffs game, mate.
Right, okay. That sounds fair enough.
There
anyway.
Was a team in Wrexham once.
Was that?
Yeah, do you remember?
Was it Celtic Crusaders?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they used to come to the... Because a lot of them, they lived in Chester and not Wrexham, because you wouldn't... But one of them was like... I remember talking to him, and he's like a Paco Rabanne model now.
Really?
Yeah. We were friends on Facebook for a little bit after the gig, because we were chatting and that. And he was dead fit. And I was like, I don't know how you play rugby.
Are you still friends on Facebook?
No, he jibbed me off.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is he one of them?
It's too big now.
I don't want. Yeah, did he actually unfriend you?
I don't know if he did or he just got too big for Facebook.
Brutal, like, isn't it? All right, or he just come off it.
He's
unfriending
just
someone. That's like, what are you doing on
fan account now?
What do you think you're doing? I'll look at the charts. Thank you. You just leave it to me.
Notch says, "Is there a more discouraging name of somewhere to live than Gravesend? I'm going to raise him. Failsworth.
Failsworth.
It's also the name of a test centre where you do your driving.
Is it?
Yeah, that's where I did my driving test.
Failsworth." Yeah, that's not the greatest.
Not
is
Winnersville,
it?
Is it?
No.
It's literally Loserville.
I've never even thought of that.
It's like, oh, we can't call it Loserville. All right, call it Failsworth then.
Yeah, Failsworth. It's not the greatest, is it? Hey, like you were saying before, Grimsby, that's not the best either, is it?
There's another comment. Is Halifax where the Random House is in the N62? That's just past Saddleworth, isn't it?
Is that the one where they literally wouldn't move, so they built the motorway around it?
Yeah, and just fucked his life.
You'd be fuming, wouldn't you? Because you're on for a big payout. You thought, no, I'm going to dig meals in it. I'm going to get more money.
It's called playing poker and losing, Jim.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? You say to missus, no. Listen, they've got a lot of money to build this motorway.
Get another zero here.
Don't you worry, love. And then she's like, there's builders out there. What's
going on? They're not just going to build it either side of us, are they, you daft bitch?
Apparently, there's a...
2 months later.
He's sat there on his own because she's divorced him.
Yeah. Mommy neck curtain's always black.
There was a gig near there, and one of the... comics always talk about it in that area. And there was one that was going, how do you even... And someone just went, Access Road. And that was it.
Oh.
And
everyone just went like... Yeah, because that is the question, isn't it?
Like, how just shut him up straight away.
You can fucking see it from the start.
Obviously.
They it literally goes under, like, the eastbound one.
That's so horrible, that, isn't it? Hey, living in the middle of a motorway.
I don't know if anyone lives in it now, you know. I drive past it a lot.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen like sign years. Of life.
You're not selling it though, are you? Why? You're just going to have to fucking... Like,
I'd love to see...
I don't know.
...the estate agent's description of that.
Great access to transport links like you would not believe. Trust me.
Close to local transport.
Yeah, close to local transport. You know, yeah, it's great. Can we go and look at it? No.
No.
Just make an offer. Where's the most difficult place you've done a gig?
The South. I don't like it. I don't
just
like
the South in general.
London
general. You're on the right podcast there.
It's a weird one. Don't like it.
Why? What makes you say that?
There's just loads on in London as well, and they're watching you, and they're like, "Oh, I could have gone and watched someone I know around the corner for a fiver." Like, it's just there's always a sense of there's somewhere better around the corner in London.
Fair enough. Yeah, makes a lot of sense. Anton Chigurh, which is obviously a guy from No Country for Old Men, says Ben Chill. I don't think Ben Chill's that bad. As the name.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
No.
I'm certainly not saying anything derogatory about Ben Chill at the place. So you're on your own if you want to do that. Got to walk around the streets of Manchester. Not a chance.
Yeah, there's a good chance. There's a few of them around.
Exactly. And they like a scrap. Are you watching a fight this weekend?
No.
Why not?
We're on the rundown, so I'm going to be off my
seat. Oh, my God. Try not to get cancelled.
Why?
Because... I need you for certain things. You, do you bother with boxing?
Nah, not really.
I'm not really.
No, I'm just fucking Amir Khan, so don't worry about it.
You don't like Amir Khan? I like Amir Khan.
I used to watch it when I was a kid, when it was on ITV, it was like Nigel Benn and that.
Yeah, I remember Prince Nazim Hamed and all that.
Yeah, that was my boxing.
Danny Shields, career. I'm going to need to see some evidence of this on my Twitter. He's just dropped in a super chat. He says, there's a town in Donegal in Ireland called Muff and it has a diving school.
I want to see a sign for
Muff Diving School.
That's got to be a... Come on.
I want to see the sign for Diving School, Muff, and then whatever the phone number is.
Come on, get on your Photoshop,
I will ring them.
Get on your Photoshop and send it to Steve.
Anything there, though, you open is like, you've got to do it. And like the barbers as well, like Muff Barbers, you've got to open that just because you've got to. Well, and if you don't, you're a fool.
Yeah, nice Muff grooming.
What other sort of shite puns can we have on the word muff?
I think that's it.
If you open a cafe, what are you calling it?
In Muff?
Yeah.
Go on, come back to me. I'll have a good one.
Breakfast at Muffinies. There you go. There you go.
Danny, give Steve some evidence. I believe you, actually.
No Muff too tough.
Yeah, nice. That is unreal. I've been to Muff many times, says Ben Porter. Nice.
Oh yeah, call it Greasy Muff.
Greasy Muff.
Greasy.
Ooh. Hang on a minute. What was going to do that? Yeah. We were maybe talking about some captaincy shit.
Yeah, not doing that.
Go on then.
I said I'm not doing that.
You're not talking about any captaincy shit?
No.
Why not? Don't you care?
You seen who our last three fucking captains have been?
Who's the worst captain for United? Go on. Was it me and you looking at the list the other day?
Unlike Manchester City, we haven't had any sex offenders. So.
Right. Who would you say, can't believe he was captain? Is there anyone where you go, what was going on there for United?
Yeah.
Go on then.
Who? You know who.
I don't, Stephen. I don't know what you're on about. Are you talking about Tony Valencia? I think he did all right.
Well, having a captain that don't speak was a novel approach.
It was, wasn't it? He was silent when he Valencia. Like, he was the last person you thought, he's a skipper. Not because I didn't like him as a player, but he never spoke.
He's hard.
He was
I
hard.
Loved how hard he was.
He was. Do you remember when he tried to strangle Raheem Sterling?
Yeah, I masturbated to that four times. Yeah.
It's just like just a week before the World Cup and Sterling tries to kneecap him. Yeah. So you're just like, what do you think you're doing? And you've seen it... Valencia's arms as well. He could have snapped his neck like a chicken, couldn't he?
Valencia used to remind me of...
It's called Muff Diving Club, by the way.
Oh my God.
Tom's just sent him in. They got a logo.
So they're not teaching you then?
They need to be selling t-shirts because they'll be millionaires by weekend.
Send it to him. Go on.
I used to love Valencia, mate. He used to look like some mad baseball player, I thought, like from the 50s that you'd see in like a film. Like... I thought he was brilliant. But he shouldn't have been captain. Like you said, I don't think he spoke English, did he?
We're having all this...
Whether or not he spoke English, he didn't speak.
No, he didn't speak. He didn't, did he?
Even if he spoke in Spanish, he'd be
sound. He was silent. I can't imagine him ever having an argument or talking to the ref or anything or motivating his players.
Maybe he was telepathic. Saying, that's why he was maybe perfect maybe he just gave captain material.
The Death Star stare.
Just went like that.
Yeah, like...
And then you knew.
Because at the minute, we just don't seem to have anyone. Who was your favourite captain then? And why was it either Roy Keane or Brian Robson?
Right. Roy Keane epitomised what a captain should be. Give you the death stare if you put a pass 5 yard away from anyone.
The boys went to see him the other night, didn't they? He was saying how he still don't like Alan Shearer.
Yeah. I love that he's old scrunches like
20-odd years later, he's still not, you know, he's not over it. I'm not pleased with him. Who was your favourite captain,
Danny? It's got to be Keane, hasn't it? If you're our age, I think.
I mean, yeah, the only sort of thing for me is I was sort of old enough to remember the tail end of Brian Robson's career, and I still have a bit of a thing where it's like, Robbo is the epitome.
I remember him sharing it with Bruce.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's like, because the thing with Robbo, you were talking about, is by the time the Premier League came about, he was in decline, which is still a lot better than most other midfielders who've ever played football, but he wasn't a first team regular. Whereas in the 80s, he literally carried that team for years. And with
decade.
Captain the performances.
The whole decade.
Have you seen the documentary on him?
Yeah, it's disappointing.
I know what you mean by that. But some of the performances and the goals that you forgot, like the goal against the Scousers in the semi-final, is just ridiculous.
Him and Whiteside only scored bangers. I think that was the crack.
Mark Hughes had a touch of that, didn't he?
Yeah.
I can't remember
never,
tapping.
Never scored a tap in
no.
his life.
Do you know what I mean? It was all bangers, wasn't it? All worldies.
I think that's probably what made United in the 80s. You had Ron Atkins' complete lack of, well, other stuff, but like total lack of actual tactics.
Total lack of ability to not be racist.
Yeah. Total lack of tactics. His whole tactics was, I'm going to pick the best 11 players and we're going to fucking have it.
I like that though, and I love it when I think it was the United way, because he's a bit of a pariah, Atkinson. People don't like to talk about his era that much and focus on him because of all the stuff that goes with it. But you can actually look at it with, you know, put out some sound, look at what he did as a United manager.
The funniest thing Badil and Skinner ever did, by the way, was obviously
that,
his
that's
initials.
Not a, you know, a big
I know, but
pool
this was,
to
this,
swim in, is
this
it?
Is
hey,
genuinely
what
funny.
Out of the three funny things you've ever done?
There's some footage of him walking at the cliff, and they said Manchester United manager's had a cyst removed from his chest this week, and then it cuts to Ron Atkinson, who's got RA on his jumper. Genius.
Fantasy football was good, though. I watched it not long ago just to check it out, and it's all on YouTube, and it's still funny.
Right. I'm going to say to you, with a modern eye, go look at the Ray Houghton episode of, is it Phoenix from the Flames? I think it's called Phoenix from the Flames when he used to like recreate an old
goal.
Yeah. When he did, oh my fucking God.
Is it good?
I don't know how they're not in jail.
Yeah. The what? The Ray Allen one?
Yeah. Oh my fucking
really?
God. Well, think of like all of the negative Irish stereotypes.
Ah, right.
So they have him doing the river dance. They have him dressed as a potato. And then the final scene is him dressed as an IRA guy.
Oh. What?
Go and watch it, right? Go and fucking watch it, because it is fucking, stop watching us and go watch it. It's so good.
I remember, like, it's mad that they have him dressed as an IRA guy. I remember once Patrick Kelly on his show had the option of blowing up a load of IRA weapons or a load of Westlife CDs. Those are the choices, and he got one of the Westlife ones to choose. How was that? Like, all right.
Like, honestly.
We can get rid of one. It was like, let's get rid of the Westlife CDs. It's like, what is this? But in the 90s, you could get away with that, couldn't you?
Evidently.
Yeah. Well, look at, I mean, you know, the whole Jason Lee thing, which is just minging.
Yeah, that wasn't,
do you know what I mean?
Wasn't cool, was
no,
it?
No, so yeah, I don't know. I always think with fantasy football as well, I used to watch them as a kid, but whenever I've seen clips on YouTube now, I think it's not just being like, oh, you've been unwoken. It's just not that fun.
There was the chat element to it was quite cool.
Yeah.
And the way they are, you know, they changed the dynamic of and made it like two blokes sitting on a sofa having a beer,
yeah,
interviewing people.
That was good.
And the format of it was really good.
Yeah, I give you that, yeah.
And the whole like, oh, we'll base it, because they basically wanted to just chat on the couch, but they're like, we're going to need to frame it around something.
Yeah.
And they were like, fantasy
football.
Because
you think about it now.
Because no one give a fuck about it then, fantasy football.
It's good because you're right. And a lot of what you see on what we do in YouTube, and that, they had a guy with stats. Stato, I know he obviously wasn't that serious about it, but he's a stat guy, which is kind of what you have on YouTube. Two guys just chatting and just messing about, guests coming in, ex-footballers, stuff like that, who, you know what I mean, do a little, not serious, but a little bit more, plus little sort of comedy sketches and stuff. So a lot of it, like format-wise, it made sense, and you think, okay, that's quite sort of pioneering. But then you just look at the actual content. It is hard, isn't it, to watch sometimes.
I think like, anything from there, if you look at anything, like you go, oh, right. I think, like Steve said, you can't look at stuff like that with a modern eye and expect it to
be. No, it is. You just think, really?
I mean, you can.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but you can't.
And you'll be laughing for the wrong reasons. Honestly, that Ray Houghton one. I mean, Cam, I've shown it you, Anna. What? The Ray Houghton thing.
What?
Never mind. I've shown it a few people in here and just gone like, can you fucking believe this?
I'll be watching it on
it's
the M56.
It's insane.
Really?
I'm going to have to watch honestly, it. Honestly, Jay, you're going to have your hands on your head.
Really?
Honestly, it's...
And they've got him doing this?
Yeah.
They've got him
like doing Riverdance dressed as a potato.
How, do you know what?
And the Pogues, dress him as the Pogues as well.
How much do you reckon his fee was for that?
Might have been his idea.
About 250.
Yeah, but
might have been
what?
His dream.
I can't imagine it was.
Do you reckon it was like, this will be really funny, and he's like, it's minging, and he's like, come on, get with
but
me.
But it was all like, all right, loads of like Irish drunk sort of stereotypes flung at him, and honestly, it was horrific. It's horrific.
To him, though, it still probably isn't as embarrassing as that forward roll.
It's bad.
That wasn't great, was it? It almost ruined the goal, didn't it? Hey.
They should have disallowed
yeah,
it.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? The goal was like sick. I remember watching that in front of him, and the roll was just, what are you doing?
Forward roll.
Seriously.
Yeah, the format was revolutionary at the time.
Yeah.
And probably paved the way for a lot of podcast, YouTube-type shows, and possibly even our whole genre in a way. The sketches were good when you were a kid.
Yeah.
And it was a good segue and cutaway. And I think there's probably room for a show that's doing something along those lines. But I think the way culture's moving, anything that you try and take the piss out of someone for, even if you're not, you know, adhering to stereotypes or trying to take the piss out of anyone's race or sexuality or anything along those lines, in 5 years, you'll probably get fucking cancelled for it anyway.
You can't do it now. Like, I know. Like, even on stage, you can't. Not that I would, but I've seen it happen.
Do you think
people have just mentioned words and they haven't even like listened to the sentence? They've just heard the word and been like, "Oh."
Do you think it's because this is a big sort of debate going on at the minute? Is this sort of we're getting too woke, we're getting too sensitive, we're getting too gone too far with it? We've gone to, you know, like it is good that we're not selling racist jokes anymore, obviously, but there's this claim by some that it's getting sort of it's gone too far. What do you make of it?
I think it's all context. Like if you're into that and you're listening to that, and there's someone that does that. And they're doing it in a theatre and they're selling tickets to people that want to go and see them. Not racist, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah.
Contentious stuff. Then fair enough, go and do that. But if you're putting it out there, like on Twitter, you can't be whinging when people are like, whoa, that's not right.
Yeah.
Like if they've come to see you and they wouldn't normally come to see you and they're like, oh, this is terrible. You're like, well, do some research, see what I do, come and watch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like don't come and watch when you know what I'm into, you know what I'm about.
Yeah.
It's like going to like... the opera in it, and then going, oh, it was boring. There was no breakdancing.
Bit fucking singy, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Well, it's all right, we're even in English.
Yeah, but if
then... she on about her, but shouting.
But then if someone who doesn't normally do that then tweets them doing an opera, you follow them for something else, then you've sort of got a right to go, oh, do you know what? I'm not into that, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Like James Acaster's got a joke that mentions trans people.
Yeah.
And his whole premise is, like, who would you fucking want to be giving stick to? Oh, yeah, the trans people, because they've famously got everything so fucking easy.
Yeah, I've seen that joke.
And that's a great fucking joke. That you shouldn't be banning the use of certain phrases and words and topics.
Totally.
But there's a way to find humour in any of those topics, depending on how you're doing it. He's taking a piss out of Dave Chappelle, is what he was doing.
Yeah,
Dave Chappelle was the target.
Ricky Gervais, I think, because he says that people were more angry at him taking a mick out of Ricky Gervais. Like having a go at him about it.
Oh, taking a piss out of
Ricky Gervais for saying transphobic joke, because Ricky Gervais took the mick out of was it Caitlyn Jenner or whatever? I can't remember. Ricky Gervais did something, and then James Acaster had a go at him, and then everyone went out, has loads of people having a go at James Acaster for having, not because like you said, oh yeah, because I picked on Ricky Gervais, you know, the famously that sort.
But even
of
Ricky Gervais didn't. He explains that joke as well by saying the subject of the joke isn't a trans person.
Yeah.
It features a trans person, but the subject of the joke is celebrities that think they can get away with fucking killing people in the cars.
Yeah, because he's talking about the driving thing, isn't he? Yeah.
People don't want to read into that, though. They just want to... Because that is the issue, is some people do want to be offended. And if for those people, it's so easy now. They can just look at a word and go, oh, yeah, that. And you're like, did you read it?
And it's how you word it as well. Like I've seen, like, you know, sort of articles in the press where it's go, you know, in sort of transphobic outrage or in racism outrage, you think when you actually look at what they're talking about, he's not done that. He's not said that. That's like you saying, that's a part of a joke, but that's not what you're taking a mick out of.
It's the same with any journalism now anyway. Like, you know, like you can see headlines and then people will be commenting on it without even reading the article.
Yeah.
They'll be like, oh, this is fucking disgusting. And you're like, did you read it though?
That's really a famous thing, especially with football journalists, isn't it? Because they always, the amount of journalists you'll see that say, I didn't write that headline. It's like... The people see the headline and go, what is this? Have a word with yourself.
They should do it first. They should do it first.
Do what? Sorry.
Go to their editor and go, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, because sometimes they have been stitched up with, like, if you look, you look at the content of an article, you think that's not what the article says. But the headline is saying something like, you know, I don't know, United need to sell Bruno or whatever.
I've got a theory about fake news that
go on.
It was trialed in football journalism. Like, it was trialed on the back pages before the front pages. So how many times would you see, like, United have signed Ronaldinho, done deal? And there's never any kickback for that. You never go, whoa, you lied about that. You just wrote, that hadn't happened and you made it up. Yeah. And they've gone, fuck, they're believing all these transfer stories that we're making up. Let's throw some shit on the front pages too, and I bet they'll believe that.
You're not too far from the truth, but gossip was started by the Sun,
right,
in a nutshell. And I think it started on the back of their celebrity gossip. And they was like
the 3 a.m. girls and all that
stuff.
Yeah,
yeah. Like Matthew Wright and Piers Morgan and them lot.
There's a book I read and it was fascinating and it was talking. It might be The Club, which I think is Jonathan Clegg who wrote that. I think it's The Club, which sort of talks about how the Premier League became the behemoth that it was. And actually a lot of it was not The Sun, but like the stereotypical The Sun reader in a way, in terms of how they packaged a lot of the content that was getting blasted at people. And that was the sort of aim for the 24-hour news cycles in football. And football was a massive delivery sort of method in a lot of technologies and a lot of content deliveries and has been a driver in a lot of... Look at football Twitter is a thing.
Yeah.
And the way a lot of the gossip stuff was translated over from celebrities was done with transfers, because there's a inexplicable fever for transfers, I find.
You get... People get annoyed with you, and you've had this experience. We all have. If you tell someone that transfer story isn't true, it's not happening. People get more annoyed than if you pretend it is.
Well, we did the maths, didn't we, one summer? We was linked to 206 people.
Yeah.
We signed three.
But this is the thing that's annoying.
We weren't linked to them either.
If I give you a sandwich, that was 97% shit. Yeah.
Exactly.
You're not going to call it a ham sandwich.
Do you remember, I remember David Ornstein getting grief because he said that Arsenal weren't going to sack Emery or whatever, before they did. Or whatever, he said something about Arsenal, like, that was true. He's like, that's not going to happen, you know, his job's safe. And people, like, literally getting angry with him, threatening
him. No, it's not. Oh, okay.
It's the lack of accountability that annoys me. It's the same with, like, refs. Like, you know when they say, oh, they should make them... Like, making mistakes is fine.
Yeah.
But at least go, oh, soz about that, it's a genuine mistake. The more that you don't do that, the more it looks like you're making it up on purpose and it's not a mistake.
I had a referee, former head of the PGMOL, which I think is the professional... fucking match officials summit or other, right? Which is basically losers in there.
Losers.
Fucking referees.
Losers.
Match officials, fucking summit or other. Professionals, whatever. And he was saying that since they became professional, referees do video analysis almost like players do on their mistakes. Now, that's internally verified and justified, and that's how referees do get dropped and stuff. Whoever the head of the referees is will sit around, what the fucking hell was this?
Yeah.
And they'll discuss it and they'll talk about it. And obviously, if that happens week in, week out, they do get dropped and they get taken off the prestige games. But wouldn't you love that to be, maybe not public, but wouldn't you almost love some sort of summit?
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, if I see a ref not saying soz for summit that's a blatant mistake, then I don't think he's soz about it. But if he just comes out and goes, look, it's a genuine mistake, I made the wrong decision.
So fuck me, did you see how fast he run?
But that's it.
I'm 42.
It's human.
42. Can't fucking keep up with Neymar.
I know we've got quite a lot of super chats, so we'll get to them in a sec. But first of all, a word from our sponsors. Today's podcast is brought to you by Spitch. Now, Spitch is a free fantasy football game available to anyone in the UK and Ireland over the age of 18. Spitch is a fantasy football manager app that allows you to build your own team, collect points, and battle it out against other managers in the app. So it'll be right up your street. You love all that, don't you?
I'm already on it.
Oh, of course you are. Play for free, compete against your friends and communities with a chance to win a share of up to £70,000 on a weekly basis, so you can set your pitches.
Jake, can I interrupt?
Go on.
Listen, fuckers. You can play on the day, right?
Yeah, so...
I'll just cut through all the guff Jay was going to give you, right? Joe, at the start of the season, when everyone gets excited and they pick the team, and then one week in you forget, and then you've absolutely tossed it up, right?
Yeah.
You don't need to do that with Spitch, because you can go, tomorrow we're having a one-day fantasy thing, or this weekend we're having this weekend fantasy. Pick your team, beat your mates, crack on. Literally, it's that good. So for anyone that's... I know, got a life and doesn't want to spend all season dicking about, substituting, triple captaining and messing around. You want to do it just in one day, Spitch is the one. Trust me, it's well worth doing. If you like your fantasy games and you can't be asked being an absolute drip that does it all year, you absolute bookworm, then crack on with this. Poindexter.
Poindexter is a good insult. Click the link in the description to download Spitch and be ready for this weekend's fixtures. Sign up without any card details and get playing for free. Straight away, it's available to people in the UK over the age of 18 and Ireland. Remember to be gamble aware and make sure you are checking out the terms and conditions. Thank you, Stephen. Peter Kelly says, remember the Partridge scene of Coogan acting as a Partridge lookalike from Ireland and started singing IRA songs? Yeah, do you remember that?
That's the end scene of one of the things, isn't it?
Yeah. Hisham El Said.
Karate Black and Tan, which is a hell of a tune.
Yeah. Remember the tweeting this to you, Jay. This is from Hisham El Said. Before Keno won Man of the Match when United beat Arsenal 4-2, and he shouted at Vieira in the tunnel, led by example, best captain. Yeah, that was meant that, wasn't it? Sam Ward says, do you guys think the atmosphere was particularly bad during the first half against Brighton? I'm at the top of the K-stand and thought it was minging. I don't know. I've seen a few people saying that. I thought I'm in the TRA, which is, you know, it does what it says on the tin. It's atmosphere in there is usually mint, and I thought it was really good. I saw some
shit
people
where
say,
I was.
Was it
not the usual crew there?
Was it not?
No.
Yeah. Well, I was.
My
like,
front room was flat.
Was it?
Yeah.
I'm not being funny, but you need to. You know, you can't be sort of
throw a can at
sulking no. about the performances if you're not putting the effort yourself.
Forgot my bottle top. That's why
you should have been getting behind him. You that sort of one of them that just booed Maguire.
Yeah. There
was a guy that was in front of us, in front of me and Ronaldo. We clocked it early doors.
You were Cristiano Ronaldo?
No, because he was on the pitch, Jay.
Oh, right.
Me, Ronaldo Brown.
Oh, even better.
Who's not been to an aquarium, I don't know if you knew that.
I'm a member.
So a guy comes in with his missus, right? And it's all right, if you bring your missus to the football and she likes football, sound. She didn't.
Right.
She didn't have a pot of glue where she was. She came in, right. She took about 3 selfies and then was more bored than I'd have been at the opera, right?
That's her Valentine's Day present, isn't it?
This is what we were seeing. And he was so into it.
She just
like,
wanted
to and he kept like nudging her, being like, look, throw in. And like,
he's
he was so overly into it.
Hey,
it was like,
we're going out tonight, love.
Me and Ronnie had said,
get dressed up.
He's absolutely begged her to come here. Look at how like he's into it and he's trying to get into it. Yeah. She couldn't find a fuck to give.
Yeah.
And I was just like, this is horrific.
Do you know what though, right? That's United versus Brighton in the Premier League on a Tuesday night. I went to the 1994.
Jim, I'm going to be honest, that was more entertaining than anything
else. Just imagine a guy, do you like my shoes? And he's like, ah, oh, you'll need some flats. We're tier 2 off stand.
Put your hair in a bowl.
top deck trip for then is about 400 steps.
I went to the 1994 FA Cup final and there was a guy and his missus behind me and she was like that. She was asking questions like, so which one's Bobby Robson? You know, just like, didn't have a jar of glue about football in general. Like, which one's George Best? And he was like, shut up. And like, I was like, this is the fucking FA
That's
Cup
on
final.
Him,
tickets were like rocking or shit. And you've brought someone who just would rather be anywhere else on planet Earth than watching United beat Chelsea 4-0.
That's not it. That's on him for not having mates, though, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a good point, that, isn't it? Hey, why don't you go and get yourself some mates?
You want to go to a match with your bird and your bird's into football?
Yep.
Crack on.
My missus totally. Into football. She's got season tickets, fine.
Right.
It's not
but
a
you
thing,
don't go together
it?
Because she can't be asked dealing with your shit. So she's like, fuck off. I'm going to go and enjoy the game on my own. And I think that's amazing.
She
right?
can't be asked with my blindness going, who was that? What was that? Who was that?
Ask
I am blind.
Where's Bobby Robson?
Yeah, is that Bestie there? Is that Eric? No, Jay.
Yeah,
shut
that's,
up.
That's absolutely fine. Yeah. But when you just like, it's like if fucking Janine texts me at some mad theatre show or something like that and she's like, will you get off your phone? Absolutely not.
Really?
Yeah.
You're a bastard, you are. Can you not just sit down for 2 hours and not be on your phone? Just pretend to be interested.
Hey, Joey, we went to Buxton and we did a talk with Sir Ranulph Fiennes.
Oh, the guy that fucking climbed Everest?
Only Everest and then did Antarctica on his own. And then he circumnavigated the globe that way round.
Really?
Instead of that way round, like a chump, right? Went that way round for it. It took him like 4 years.
Serious?
4 years. And at times he was leaving his missus in base camps with another dude for like 9 months at a go. And you've been like,
what?
Gives it a
I'll be back in 9 months.
Genuine question. Do you reckon there was anyone at that talk that thought they were going to see Voldemort? Like, genuine question. like they didn't know he, that no, was
there
Ray
was
fans.
A lot of crag hoppers in the crowd. And
that. Oh, was it?
Imagine that. Yeah,
fair trespass.
Yeah, yeah. We're gonna go and see Ray fans
wall to wall, like you know, two skin spray way type. Yeah, material,
them yeah. shoes that oh, are feet like bro. Gloves.
Oh yeah, the crowd knew what it was there to see.
I saw Ben Kingsley the other day.
Did you?
In Brighton.
Oh, really? And I was what, a show or?
He's an interesting actor.
Yeah. He was...
Is he tiny?
No, he looked quite tall, actually.
Because he comes across as being well smart, doesn't he?
Do you reckon?
He looked tall. I didn't see
I him. Always think of him as like Don Logan, like quite... Not small. Like,
it was like here from the LG.
I
want to
say like 5'4 or something.
Oh, no.
No, he was taller than that.
Yeah.
Like and a bald Maradona.
I was with my mate... And I was like, oh, it's Ben Kingsley. And he's like, who's that? And I was like, oh, he's an what? Actor. And he's like, what's he in, right? And I said, oh, Schindler's List. He's like, oh, no. And I was like, oh, Sexy Beast is one of the best performances yeah, in British cinema.
That's
and he's like,
Don
oh,
no. There's loads. I mean,
and then you, I went, he was the baddie in Iron Man 3. And he was like, oh, sick. Oh, I was
yeah. like, went to Salford at uni as well, Ben Kingsley. We were talking earlier about fake news and all that. What do you make of that, the players calling out the fake news? Because you sort of had an inkling about this, didn't you?
No, I knew it was.
Yeah, yeah.
I told you it was last week.
I didn't remember you all go because he was like, you know, knows a few bonds, and he was like, yeah, there's going to be repercussions for this. I feel like this isn't just going to go away.
There's a couple of players that I know, yeah. and they had suspicions, and yeah. then there's a couple of agents that I know who had suspicions, and obviously we know quite a lot of journalists.
Yeah,
and even if the journalists aren't willing to come out and put it out on their own stuff,
yeah,
you can often get the answers.
Yeah,
and it's everyone you think it is.
And then, but then like, people are sort of...
All English, by the way. Yeah. And, all English.
Right. And but
like certain, Fisherman's Friend.
Certain people are coming out and going, this isn't them, right, though. This is fake news or this isn't true. You know, you had Falk and Rashford, you've had Maguire and Dave McDonnell. Are you into that? You find that's all right? Footballers going, hang on a minute, I'm not having this one. Or would you just think, just ignore it?
It's a bit like when Pogba came out and said, was like, I didn't say that to Ollie.
Yeah.
You've now set a precedent.
You've got to do it all the yeah. time.
Because yeah. there's been 400 articles saying that you want to leave United and yeah. you've said niche.
So yeah. they all mean that you did.
Yeah, that's what people look at because Maguire said that, didn't he? He said, I'm not going to answer everything, but I'll answer this one. This yeah. isn't true.
And, you know, there's players that I know quite well who've gone, I'm not fucking commenting on some frankly ridiculously wrong rumours. He goes, because yeah. if I do, I'm just going to end up commenting on everything. And they've commented on some stuff and you're like, now you've set a precedent.
Yeah. And even, and like, it seems.
And they knew they'd do that if they did that.
It seemed to backfire a little bit for Mark as well. I felt sorry for him because he came out and he went, this isn't true. And then Christian Falk went, you're not true is not true, which is just getting into pantomime season. Like, that's literally what he said, not true.
Here's the thing, right?
And then people going, oh, well, actually, Mark is lying. Why
there's a click
lying?
In the dressing room, but I'm not 100% sure it's a negative click.
Go on.
There is a click. So one of the lads that I spoke to was like, yeah, there's a bit of a click in the dressing room. And training's a bit like shit at the minute in terms of the atmosphere. It's not a good atmosphere. Now, on one hand, you go, okay, well, we're not fucking playing well.
Yeah.
I hope people are launching each other in training and calling each other to see next Tuesday.
Yeah.
That's the minimum I expect when you're not having it.
Yeah.
If there's a Portuguese click now, there's a lot of Portuguese-speaking players.
That's what I mean. It kind of makes sense to me.
We've got a load of Brazilians. Yeah. We've got a load of Portuguese. And actually... two of the most respectable senior players in the squad, Bruno and Ronaldo, well, it would make a lot of sense that people want to gravitate towards them.
The people that speak the native language.
That's the thing, it's not always a click, is it? Just because you like talking to people who you get on with, it doesn't mean it's a click.
And yet,
someone told me that.
Oh, no, but I mean in general, though.
Because I've always thought that makes sense. Like, they play for Portugal together, they speak Portuguese. Like, when it was Herrera and Mata and De Gea, people were going, oh, in that queue.
The Spanish clique, yeah. which included Sergio Aguero, by the way, and I don't know how public that is, but really? He was part of that little gang that used to come out around here.
Oh.
But it was loads, Rojo was part of that, Bailly was part of that. There was loads of random Spanish-speaking players that we had that yeah. was all, and that weren't Spanish, but they were South American or wherever, that were all part of that mad little clique. Romero, part of that as well. Victor Valdez for a minute was part of that.
Yeah, that was like, a great signing. That one worked out well, didn't it?
But like games for the click.
Hey,
there's like 15 of them. But was Zabaleta part of it? Does he speak Spanish?
Yeah, Argentina. Yeah,
of course he does. Yeah, so like Zabaleta and Aguero was part of that. Now, if you as a United fan had walked into any of them up that road,
yeah,
and walked in and
back
seen,
in the day, where was it, the living room or something? Or,
seen fucking 16 or 14 United players and been like, oh my fucking, what are you doing here? Sergio Aguero and Zabaleta. But is that a click or is that just people who've got a shared heritage?
Yeah.
That was one thing with Jose when he was at Real Madrid. He hated it, didn't he? Because he said all the Spanish players were mates with some of the Barcelona players who played for Spain. So like Ramos was mates with Piqué and that, and would message each other. Puyol or whatever.
Because you listen to like the likes of Rio and that speaking, and they used to have a United table.
Yeah.
Don't fucking look at me. Like he's grown up with Frank Lampard. Like Frank Lampard's uncle scouted him.
Yeah.
So like he's been like, Frank's my mate, but when I get to England training.
Yeah. But I like that.
I like that.
Yeah.
Now, from a club perspective,
that feels very Fergie.
Yeah.
That feels like Fergie would go berserk if he found out you're hanging around with Steven Gerrard on your day off.
If you're sending memes to Steven Gerrard.
Yeah, that's the last thing you're doing for this football.
My limited experience is when we used to play for Chester Schoolboys, we were like that with like Queen's Park High and Kingsway and that.
But it's the same.
Even though we were mates, we were like, I'm not talking to him.
Ben Kingsley's from Swinton, apparently, didn't know.
I thought it was a Yorkshire, but he studied in Salford, but if he's from Swinton, even better. So there you go. You were slagging off Swinton earlier on. Sir Ben Kingsley, Oscar winner, Gandhi himself.
Made it out, didn't he?
Yeah. It's made it. And he's not even one of the Swinton success stories. He's really? Just like an average person from Swinton.
How many serial killers Swinton got?
All right, don't start giving it all the picking, yeah, because he's from Joylesden, isn't he? So he thinks he's hard. He thinks he's hard because he's got, you know, the Shipmans and all them under his sleeve.
East Manchester has got a top number of serial killers.
It's weird how many serial killers come from East Manchester.
Yeah.
Like that little corner of the world.
I can see it.
Like, the three of the worst, if not the worst, crimes in British history have come around that area.
Hindley, Shipman.
Yeah, the coppers getting shot there, everything. Yeah, Cregan, Hindley. It's, I remember doing a Vox pop round there when I was reporting. I had knocks on his door, and it was just after, you know, Cregan and all that. And I was saying, like, the eyes of the world are on this town, and, you know, Dale Cregan and what's gone on. And what would you say to people that think this must be, you know, a horrible place to live? And he said, listen. He said, you know, yes, we've had Dale Cregan shooting police women. Yes, you know, Harold Shipman was a local doctor. And yes, Myra Hindley grew up down the road. But other than that, it's lovely.
Fucking hell.
Sounds it.
Explains a lot of it.
Yeah. Hey, that was a great advert.
How many serial killers you know from Chester?
None.
There you go.
I don't know any anyway. There's a few people who kill Welshmen with bow and arrows. But
there you go. But they can get away with it if they do it within the town limits. Danny, where can people find you?
On the internet.
Why'd you waste your time on the internet, Danny? It'll never take off. It's a waste of time.
I've seen some of them articles from the early 90s. Do you think you're going to be doing shopping on there? Don't talk shit.
You're going to be talking to strangers on there? Forget it.
Yeah, I'm on Twitter, Danny MC Comedy, and Instagram as well. And doing a little tour at the minute.
When's your next gig? Where can people see you?
Tonight. I've got two gigs tonight. But Where? Chester and Liverpool tonight.
I didn't even know. Is that what you do? You're like, well, obviously.
Driving
like,
between gigs, yeah.
I thought it was like one for the night and then that's it.
Sometimes, yeah. I've done.
I think if you're selling photos out, yeah, but not done it.
No, exactly. But I've got a little tour. I'm doing Manchester Frog and Bucket, March the 6th.
Yeah.
Still a couple of tickets left.
Get on there.
That's on that road.
Yeah, should literally we go? There.
And what day?
Sunday it is, March the 6th.
I think we're playing that day.
Yeah, it's the derby.
town after the derby.
Oh my god! Oh. Oh my god!
You won't be able to move for United fans. You won't see any City fans. They always go missing on the derby, don't they? Town, you.
Yeah, you don't actually see them around. Cheadle though, Cheadle.
Stop. Part.
You want to be Cheadle? You're anywhere in the A6 kind of region.
Davenport. Yeah.
Can't move
full
from
of them.
Poynton. Fucking Poynton, Cheadle. All these rough areas.
Make sure you are checking out Danny and all his good stuff over on his Twitter. There's all links in there. No, calm yourself. No, I want to ask you about your
10
little.
10 more minutes.
You got to do your little thing anyway.
Oh, right, yeah. Go anyway, well, let me just double check that it's not actually sorted yet.
Well, it isn't, is it?
No, it's not.
Thank you.
So they're having it. Right then. So, you know, we've got this little thing called Stretford Paddock Football Club.
I am aware of this, Stephen. You now, do mention it every fucking day.
The football of the football club is big to me. It's a football club.
Right.
Now, I'm going
to
ask you a rhetorical question.
Sorry, you've got a beer for this,
Danny. What do football clubs do, Jay?
I'm going to answer, and forgive me if this is the most stupid answer ever, but I'm going to say play football.
Mm.
Is that not what they do?
Apparently not.
Why not?
I'm trying to think of the words to say without getting done by the league. Right, I'll just tell you what happened, and I'll let you figure the words out. So, we were drawn against Old Stretfordians. Some might call it a Stretford derby, Stretford Paddock, Stretfordians. There's no other clubs in Stretford I'm aware of. So it's obviously the bragging rights for Stretford.
The M32 Derby.
No, it's rained. So it's been cancelled. But preempting that it might be cancelled because of Storm Eunice in the mixer, I booked our own pitch. Because I'm here to play football, Jay. That's what I exist to do.
Don't you call people at Poindex though when you're booking pitches because it might rain. Hey,
right, we're here to play football. I want to play football. Right. The whole point of running... It seems to me like a lot of people see the running the football club as a chore to having the football club. You're here to... Your one sole purpose in life is to play football.
Right.
So anyway, we said to him, it's all right, we booked our pitch. We have the same slot every week, 3 o'clock. And he went, we've got existing commitments. So I was like, what do you mean existing commitments? If this had gone to extra time, because it's a cup game. Quarter final, Jay.
Quarter final of which cup? What's the trophy?
The prestigious Rhodes Cup, right?
That's...
So... Don't worry about it.
Right. I know about
it. So we said, right, it's an hour late. Some of the lads have got existing commitments. Fucking existing commitments. It's a time that you kick off. It's not like we've said, can you do 8 o'clock?
No.
It's a time that you kick off. So I said, right, well, I spoke to our ground. I said, look, can we do 2 o'clock? And he was like, yeah, there's no one. I said, right, we can do 2 o'clock. And they was like, oh, don't want to play on a 3G. Last time we played on a 3G, five of our players got 75% of our fucking league is on 3G, Jay.
Really?
Right?
So that's just nonsense.
So
they just don't.
As far as I can aware, the league's been in touch with them, and they just don't want to play us. So,
well, they are going to have to play you, aren't they? Or is it just going to get a bye?
They're probably going to get a bye, but I don't want to buy. I'm here to play football. This is what we're about.
What was his excuse for 3G? Didn't like
players get injured on it.
Oh,
I mean, only 75% of football's played on 3G.
Just had me car valeted. I don't want them little black bits.
Exactly. They get everywhere. Them rubber crumbs. Don't.
Do you know what? I think we're 20 minutes away. From them going, actually, all 50 players in the club have got COVID tonight.
That would be the obvious get out of jail.
Yeah, well, you should have used that first.
Yeah, that's I'd have gone with that first. COVID.
Pathetic, though, innit?
Yeah, stupid.
Or, I don't know, just play the fucking game and stop fucking around.
So what are you doing this weekend then if you've not got that?
I'm going to be fuming on Twitter, probably. if anyone would like to play a friendly...
You fuming on Twitter, surely not.
If anyone would like to play a friendly tomorrow afternoon at 2 or 3 on a 3G pitch... get in touch, tweet me.
It looks like it'll be a friendly as well, the way you're asking people, play a friendly. Right, so go and check Steve out then. He might have a game this weekend. It looks like it's not happening, but United will be playing Leeds. Go make sure you check out Danny's social as well. Big thanks to Spitz as well for sponsoring us. There's a link in the description. Go and check them out and get involved in all the fantasy football stuff there as well. This has been The Brew. Thanks for watching.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.